Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, and we're really excited about this, Jim Colony, who is broadcasting all this week from his brand new home studio. The engineers here and the technicians here equipped him with just state-of-the-art, Chris, unbelievable technology, where he's now in his kitchen, I believe, every day. He's got a kind of a kitchen dining room.
I think it's they gave him the prototype, Pony. Like, I have the old equipment. Like, it's dingy. It's dusty. Like, it coughed when I tried to set it up today. But I've heard Colony has the quote-unquote Cadillac.
And he's all set up, and it sounds great. And we're bringing him on here just to kind of, you know, pick Jim's brain, which we often like to do here. But there should be more of it, frankly, on the station. Jim, let's start with the elephant in the room. Listeners want to know if last night, were you hitting on my wife with the fullback tweet, or was that a great minds think alike sort of thing? Take us through that, if you will.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was definitely what it was. And I love my state-of-the-art equipment, which consists of the recording device I take into locker rooms, a patch cord, a laptop, and then an FTP file. But anyway, we digress. But yeah, I mean, I was happy that she showed some love for Dan Kreider when you asked about a fullback. And of course, I don't think he's the best fullback that the Steelers have had since I've been here. But I have to stick up for my kind, for a UNH guy.
Oh.
And so it's always going to be Dan Kreider. And when she came up with that, I thought that was terrific. And I believe, as I told you early on in your relationship with your lovely wife, that she was a keeper. And that was even before I realized that she had an affinity for Dan Kreider.
I'm just still surprised, as a West Virginia grad, she doesn't have an affinity for Owen Schmidt.
She does, but it was NFL fullbacks.
Did not express it.
No, it was NFL. It was all-time NFL fullbacks, Jim.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That makes it less impressive.
Yes, it does. But no, it makes it more impressive that I would pick Kreider over every other fullback that's ever played.
Jim, we're going to try to do our best here to run the gamut, if you will, in this segment. And here's one that just popped into my head. Take us back in time. When did the Jim Colony Antonio Brown relationship, friendship, whatever you want to call it, when did it flourish? When did it really become something?
I think it was when he horned in on the original Young Money Family interview, because he was like the two dogs, one bone thing with Sanders. Mm. And Sanders was ahead of him. Well, he was drafted in the third round for one thing. And for another thing, he was more polished as a receiver when they were rookies. And they were competing basically for the same spot. But they obviously saw the promise in Antonio Brown and quite honestly how hard he worked. Both of those guys worked real hard. And I remember talking to them as rookies at training camp, but I was impressed with that. Where both of those guys, I mean, Sanders, I remember, was the first guy that signed out of that draft class in 2010. He probably was the first Steeler who came into the studio of our station one morning with us. Mm. I always appreciated it. I liked how hard he worked, and I got a kick out of those guys. I could tell early on with Mike Wallace that it wasn't going to work, and you could see that whole selfish receiver thing start creeping into everything, especially with Wallace. But I don't know. I mean, I always just liked AB, and I never had a problem with him. But obviously, things have changed here in the last year and a half or so.
You miss talking to Sticky Ricky Gary on the morning show?
You know, yes and no. I found a book called Muck City. As Colin pointed out, when I there was somebody took a picture of me on the beach down in at Lido.
That was when Hagman ripped you for a red shirt on red shorts, correct?
Did he probably? I don't know. What's wrong with monochromatic? Isn't that like a thing now? but at any rate, every once in a while, I'm a big library guy, and I'm sure all the local libraries do it, but the northern tier library.
Imagine putting that in a Tinder bio, big library guy.
They will. Yeah, why don't you sneak that onto my Wikipedia page? But at any rate, they have book sales like once a year or once or twice a year. You can go in there and you can buy books for like $1 or $2. Mm. And so I see this book called Muck City, and it's actually about Belgrade as opposed to Pahokee, which is a big rivalry. But I knew that, you know, Ricky Gary used to talk about Muck City, and so I bought the book. I went through it. There was no mention of Ricky Gary. It was mostly about Belgrade, and there was stuff about their game against Pahokee. But I kind of miss him. I do think of him every now and again. When you hear stories about stuff that's happening around Lake Okeechobee, or quite honestly, they're not really all that far from Mar-a-Lago. I doubt that Ricky's ever been there, however.
We're talking to Jim Colony. I'm going to give you four types of French fries. You tell me the best one. Waffle fry, okay. Crinkle cut, curly fries, or traditional cut?
I just like a good old McDonald's French fry, quite honestly. I like the skinnier fries.
All right,
fries.
Let's give them just a pop here for no good reason.
Well, no, but that's the best way to describe them, I think, isn't it? If you get like the thinner fries.
I think that's a traditional cut, right, Chris? That's a McDonald's is a traditional cut fry.
Yeah, it's like, I guess if you're not going to attach like corporate stuff to it, that would be the closest thing that would be is a shoestring fry.
Ah, yes.
Okay. So, yes, you're right, Chris. I'm sorry. The Or-Ida shoestring. Oh, wait a minute. I just got in another unsolicited plug for.
What about steak fries?
Pay me.
What about steak fries? Like the big thick ones that you get at a steakhouse.
Oh. Yeah, those are okay too. But with steak, I'd rather just have a. I'd rather have either mashed potatoes or rice pilaf.
Jim, do you miss rotary dial phones, Jim?
I saw that on Twitter today, the Super 70 Sports Twitter account. Yeah, there was something very comforting about, you know, when if you had to dial zero, or you know, it came all the way back around. You heard that, you know, that it would make that back. And what was my number growing up was 3520835. So you had to dial the zero and the eight. So if you had to phone home from someplace else, you get a lot of mileage out of that rotary dial phone.
3520835.
Jim, give me, in your opinion, what was the most heartbreaking Pitt NCAA tournament loss?
There are two of them. And if you've heard, I've been going on this date. And if you go on this date in Pittsburgh sports history in mid to late March, you find all of those things with Pitt basketball. There was another one today, although they just got beat by Dwayne Wade, basically, and Steve Novak when they lost to Marquette. But obviously the two that stick out are the Scotty Reynolds play. And then but the most inexplicable Pitt defeat ever was that weird game against Butler where guys are committing fouls that never should have been committed. And, you know, Gilbert Brown had a chance to put him ahead. He didn't. And then Nasir Robinson gets called for that foul. That was the most frustrating one. But, you know, the Scotty Reynolds play, even Jermaine Dixon, who was a real good player, was out of position, and Reynolds never should have been able to get the ball up court that easily. And I know Gilbert Brown gets roasted for what happened at the end, but you know, Jermaine Dixon, who I really liked, I liked all those guys as players. They had a lot of really good players back then. But that was the, you know, those are the two that stick out to me. If I had to pick one over the other in terms of disappointing, it's the Villanova game because they had the lead at the end against Butler. They never really did take the lead late in that game.
I'm sorry, I'm not asking you a question here, Jim, because I have just created a Wikipedia account solely to put in the sentence, Jim is a self-described big library guy. I'm dead serious.
Well, I have a Wikipedia page. Anybody can put anything.
No, I'm on the Wikipedia page, right before some other things about you from your past.
Yeah, what's that all about, Jim? Tell us that story.
I don't know. Somebody put it on there, probably Dunlap. Or actually, you know who actually was – was responsible for a lot of fake news, if you will. I'm a big fan of that. Was the fake John and Robinson?
Oh wow!
Yeah,
outing
that's
him.
True.
He was behind that, and given his occupation, you can understand why he'd do something like that.
Jim, who was your favorite bad Pirates player of all time?
Well, I finally responded to your poll. You got like 641 replies. That was a very popular tweet, and I there were so many. I did like, you know, the Lastings Millage one, man, where he was on third base with too many guys twice that year, and he was, that was a really good one. But I, you know, there was no love, and I posted this just a half hour ago for Rod Barajas. I mean, there is like a classic bad Pirate. He was either hurt or, I mean, he could hit a ball to the wall if it was in right field at PNC Park. He might have gotten thrown out at first. And so he was, you know, that was a classic bad Pirate to me. So I, and plus the way that Greg Brown would say, and I can't roll my R's, I wish I could, the way we had him, there's
Rod Barajas.
Exactly. I love that. I loved it.
I just successfully updated your Wikipedia, so I'm going to throw it out there for the masses.
Jim, when you get a fish sandwich, would you prefer cocktail sauce, ketchup, or tartar sauce?
A fish sandwich is tartar sauce all day, but you got to have you got to treat the fish with lemon first.
Wow, Chris,
no, that's
care
a
to
good
respond?
Call. No, I think that's a good call. I think that's sound advice. You want a little acid in there to cut some of maybe the traditional fish taste. Jim, who was your of your two sons, who was the better athlete growing up?
Oh boy. Well, they
Pick.
Were both good.
You at must.
I know. You're going to try to pin me down. Just to, it was Chris's birthday yesterday. I think. Oh boy. I think overall, Chris was, and yeah. I mean, if you're talking about better athletes, you know, than Chris. Had more, I think he had more athletic ability, maybe just because he was like 4 inches taller. But Pat, in a lot of ways, was a better player in terms of how he
more
played.
More coachable.
No, they were both really coachable.
Have you sensed that the awkward moments between Cook and Starkey have increased or decreased since the quarantine?
Decreased.
Hmm. Okay.
Why would you say that? Because
don't you guys
they don't
agree?
Have to be in the same room?
Well, I don't know. I think here's the thing is that those guys, for the awkwardness that is still there, and you can hear it here too. People are going like, well, wait, there's silence. Why is no one talking? Because we're connected through three separate means at the same time. And that's what's happening in all day parts, which is one reason I have to record everything. But anyway, they for all the awkwardness that occurs when those guys are in studio together, like that, and the singing and, you know, Cook's microphone being off. When those guys aren't together, they really miss one another. When one guy's in there by himself, you can tell that he misses the other. And so I think today kind of bridges that whole thing where they're apart, which they both kind of like as well, and yet they're also together.
Well said.
You know what they are, Jim? They're a true, like, people used to say that Joe and I would argue like a married couple, and I think it's just the Joe effect. Yeah. But those two really are a married couple, because when they're apart, they both like to kind of, you know, complain and moan and groan, like Ronald, you know, maybe Ronald said, like, Joe makes all these noises, or Joe will say, Ron's unhappy today. And then when they're together, they still complain. But when they're apart, they also complain about not being together. I mean, they are truly sitcom couple.
They can't stand being together until they're not.
Let's close on that.
Amen to that.
Jim Colony, just
Amen.
A tour de force here. Thank you, Jim.
All right, anytime, guys.
There you have it.
I think it's Natty O'Clock for Jim.
I think it was about 2 hours ago.
I was just going to say, I think we got interview. Jim on number 3 or 4, I hope.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.